Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 859. Never have bad luck again. By Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to a Halloween edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And on Fridays, I do something a little different. I answer your questions. Now, I don't know about you, but when I think of Friday the 13th and the superstitions regarding bad luck, I just can't help but think of like Halloween too. And so we thought today's topic is kind of nice for Halloween, but we're going to turn bad luck on its head. And so with that, I wish you a very happy Halloween as we get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Never have bad luck again, by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. We interrupt your regularly scheduled article filled with practical strength training and nutrition information to help you build a healthier body without resorting to miserable dieting tactics or grueling workouts to bring you this important message about bad luck, soggy hiking boots, and a bit of optometry. Imagine for a moment, you and I are going on a hike together on a midsummer afternoon. We choose a trail that cuts through a thick forest. As we begin, I comment on the remnants of trash littering the entrance of the trail. Stupid people who are too lazy to throw away their garbage, I grumble. Minutes later, I point out the poison ivy that edges the trail, and then the venomous snake sunbathing a few yards past that, and say, "Ugh, I hate snakes and poison ivy. Those could ruin this day quickly." An hour into the hike, the trail winds through the pine needle-covered forest floor, and I remark on the suffocating humidity, scorching sun, the thorns that tear into my shins, the blister forming on my left heel, and the fatigue setting in. We approach a swollen stream and cautiously tiptoe across on the exposed rocks. Despite our efforts, we both slip and have a foot submerged into the water. "Oh, what else could go wrong?" I fuss as I shake the excess water out of my soggy boot. I am apparently miserable, but not you. A smile has been glued to your face since the hike began. When I saw garbage littering the trailhead, you spotted flowers blooming in the sunshine, squeezing between the trees. When I whined about the poison ivy and snake, you filled your lungs with fresh air and watched a hawk soar above the treetops. When I bellyached about the oppressive humidity and heat, you soaked in Midsummer's beauty and her bounty. While I complained about getting tired and my blister collection and scrapes, you welcomed the invigorating challenge. When I was cursing my soggy boot, you kept walking and laughed with each squish of your saturated foot. And there we were, two people on the same trail in the same situation. Yet each of us had two remarkably different experiences. It's almost like we hiked two different trails. We've all known someone, maybe we are that someone, who claims to be the recipient of never-ending bad luck. It's like the world singled them out because terrible things always happen to them, so they boldly claim. They get sick, their car breaks down, the air conditioner goes out in the middle of summer on a holiday weekend, their team lost the big game, someone took the last piece of cake at work, they get a nagging injury when they finally start working out. "This stuff always happens to me," is their motto. They fancy themselves a bad luck magnet. Break the bad luck streak. Regardless of the choices we face or the events that happen throughout the day, we have two lenses we can choose to view them from. In one hand is the lens that distorts events as being bad luck or unfortunate. In the other hand is the lens that hones in on what has happened, what is, free from distortion or distraction, and gives us the power to glimpse and choose to see beauty or good or at the very least, reality, without any messy extrapolation. There was a time I frequently viewed events through the not-so-great lens, words like suck and dislike and bad luck, and others with a negative connotation would pass my lips. Then I got a little older, a smidge wiser, and I realized I could choose which lens to look through. With awareness and practice, I stopped picking up the bad luck lens and began choosing to see the good things. A funny thing happens when we choose to look for the good, the beautiful things. We can see them everywhere, even in unexpected circumstances. Likewise, if we typically laser in on the bad or unfortunate things, we can avert our gaze and look elsewhere. More simply, erase the bad luck or unfortunate labels we assign to them. Bad luck and fitness. My website is dedicated to providing health and fitness information that doesn't suck. You may think this article is a departure from that goal, but you'd be wrong. The same mentality I just discussed, choosing which lens to view events, can and should be applied to health and fitness. Do you have a bad workout, or was showing up and getting it done a victory? Did you fail when you ate pizza and ice cream and blew past your allotted caloric intake for the day? Or did you have a great time socializing and enjoying your favorite foods, knowing you'll get back on track with the next meal? Do you have a nagging ache or injury that's preventing you from working out the way you're accustomed to? Or is this an opportunity to focus on what you can do and improve in exercises or areas you otherwise wouldn't? Did you let yourself go and gain excess weight over the years and now find yourself hating your body? Or are you seeing the compounding effects of previous years of choices and now you know you can start walking in a more healthful and rewarding direction? Do you typically exercise to punish yourself for overeating or having fat on your body? Or will you choose to exercise to make yourself stronger and healthier and a better version of yourself? No matter what situation you face today, tomorrow, the day after, you will have the choice of viewing the situation from one of two lenses. Which one will you hold in front of your eyes? What will you choose to see? You just listened to the post titled, Never Have Bad Luck Again, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. It was hard for me not to chuckle as I was reading this to you. And that's because many of Nia's experience, I shared. For the longest time, I was super negative. I interpreted everything through that not-so-great lens that everything was an attack on me, my personality, the way I drive, you name it. Looking back, I feel like I probably used Ross Geller's line from the TV show Friends. This is where he had been divorced for the second time because he said the wrong name at the wedding, lost his apartment, and he went, "Could anything else go wrong in my life?" I felt like I probably said that a lot to any little thing that happened to me. But just as Nia said, and this is where I almost laughed, was I got a little older and hopefully a little bit wiser and started using a different lens. Now, don't get me wrong, it took time. It wasn't easy to do. In fact, I think I keep that metaphorical lens somewhere in my pocket because once in a while, I do end up using it, but just not as often as I used to. And when we think about the research that's being done on happiness, what we're finding is we can retrain our brains. Now, it does take time, but we can retrain our brains to focus on those little good things that happen. And if we keep doing that over time, it kind of builds that muscle in our brains that looks for the good in everything instead of the not so good. And if you're interested in looking up research on this topic, check out Dr. Sean Acor's publications. He's one of the leading researchers at Harvard on this idea of happiness and retraining the brain. And speaking of happiness, I hope you have a very safe and happy Halloween. Thank you, as always, for listening and subscribing. I'll see you back here tomorrow in November, I can't believe it, for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.